Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And let's chat with Captain Darrell Carpenter of RealScreamers.com and get the lowdown on the Grand Isle area. Captain Darrell, what's going on down there?
Well, Don, for the last week, it's echoing just like what they were doing over in the west side of the state. That calm weather had no choice. I mean, fish just went ballistic. It's been great over here. Trout everywhere. When I say everywhere, I mean, you know, there's a little bit of inconsistency to it. Some days you had to hunt for them. Some days you had 10, 15. Other days were limits. But everywhere from the beach all the way up to Little Lake, I mean, you just found a different school of fish somewhere, and the trout are just going crazy. Some of them have been a little bit on live bait, whether it be minnows or if you can get them shrimp. The shrimp are here, but they're a little bit hard to catch right now because they're not real plentiful. But, I mean, it's been great, man. It's welcome to summer. Here we are. And, of course, we're going to get slapped in the face tomorrow and say, nope, not yet. But you know, it looks like it's going to shape up to be a great year. And you got a little while today. You're going to have a little bit of a northeast wind blowing today. You got a little while to go catch some trout. And after that, it looks like, let's hope the forecast is wrong, because it looks like next week is going to blow all week. But, you know, we just got to put up with it. It's that turbulent springtime weather. Water temperature is way up in the mid-70s. If there's something bad to say about it, you know the water's gotten warm when already there's gaff tops and hardheads all over this daggum marsh. I mean, from my backyard all the way up to the middle of the marsh, there's gaff tops and hardheads everywhere. And the gaff tops are chasing the shrimp. So you've got birds dropping on shrimp, and sometimes it's trout, sometimes it's hardheads or gaff tops. So, I mean, I don't know what to concentrate on. I might sound a little scatterbrained this morning because I'm thinking of where all fish were caught this week, and literally it's been everywhere from Grand Isle to Little Lake. So it's looking great.
Oh, that's typical. How about the big sheephead run? Is it ongoing?
Well, Don, there hadn't been a lot of shrimp for a lot of people to concentrate on, and we certainly hadn't concentrated on it yet, but it's certainly on time. And, you know, this time of the year, here we are early March, they kind of usually they move offshore. So if you catch those calm days where you can get to those close-in rigs just off the beach between here and Fouchon, and usually they're just loaded up. We have not done it. We concentrated on the bait boat a little bit more this week, so we didn't have a lot of free time to go scouting and looking around. But it is that time of the year and time to get it done.
You know, it looks like the offshore fishing has been really good when the winds have allowed it. What's been coming in down there at Grand Isle?
Oh, mostly wahoo. I noticed that, you know, some tuna has started to show up, especially over toward that Venice area. But mostly around here, it's been the wahoo, and the bite has just been so good that people are out trolling for them. The problem, you know, we've got a new problem starting to come up in the last 4 or 5 years with tuna. And it's not catching them. It's getting them to the boat. The sharks have been so daggone bad that you just sit there all day long and end up losing. You come back with nothing but a head. You lose fish after fish. So at some point, you got to, as a charter captain especially, you've got to abandon that and go try to put some meat in the box. And lately, that's been that wahoo bite. And we've been on that moon. So, you know, wahoo is the one fish that you really need to pay attention to the moon because it really turns their bite on. And we've been on that right moon phase, so it's been a wahoo concentration.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and you got some great meat there with the wahoo. I'm sure everybody by now has seen that video that's gone viral of the frenzy shark feeding over there off the below Venice. And, you know, it's incredible to see that many sharks in one place. And they have been harassing fishermen for years now, and they did loosen some of the restrictions on the commercial take, but it's just not getting the job done. And I don't think they got a good handle on the number of sharks. You know, the limits on them, if you look, are so tight, and some of them are so prohibited. But, man, when you get out there and you just keep reeling up heads, something's got to give.
Well, it's just another example of the federal government trying to manage fishery, and they try to manage it ocean-wide And then, you know, it ends up the United States is the only one that puts in the very restrictive regulations and enforces them. So we end up with local problems with being overrun, but we're the world's conservationists, you know.
Well, Darryl, you know, it's not going to be too much longer, and we'll start having rodeos just on a weekly basis down there in Grand Isle. I'm sure most of them all going to come back due to COVID and storms. There's been an absence of them, but I'm starting to hear people talking, and it looks like they're going to have a full rodeo season, and looks like El Nino has kind of backed off on it, so maybe things are looking good. If somebody wants to get a hold of you and get a trip on the books, tell them how to get you.
Yeah, Don, and that's been most of our traffic. We've talked about how many trips we've booked, and most of them are those rodeo dates, so the weekends are hard to find right now. But they can find me on your website at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, RealScreamers.com, or just pick up the phone, 225-937-6288.
All right, my friend. Thank you so much, and go get them. We'll catch up with you next week.
Yes, sir, and have a good day.
All right, Captain Darryl Carpenter, realscreamers.com. That's R-E-E-L, screamers.com. Check him out.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.